church, we hear the miraculous story that we all know by heart of how God came to humankind and was born in a barn among animals and was first worshipped by common shepherds.
And the angel appeared to Mary and said, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, for you shall conceive and bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And the angel came to Joseph and said, "Joseph, don't be afraid. That which is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And when Mary was big with child, Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that everyone should go to their hometown to be counted for the census. And so Mary and Joseph, a poor young woman, pregnant but not married, and a poor older carpenter, whose betrothed carried a child that was not his, went up from Galilee to Bethlehem. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first baby, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger.
I dreamed of a night in Bethlehem, a night as bright as dawn. I sing of that night in Bethlehem, the night the Word was born. The skies are glowing gaily, the earth in white as dress. See Jesus in his cradle, drink deep in his mother's breast. There, on a lonely hillside, the shepherds bow down in fear when the heavens open brightly and God's message rings out so clear. Glory now to the Father in all the heavens high, and peace to his friends on earth below. Is all the angels cry.
All of Israel had waited centuries for a Messiah, for God's anointed one to come and save its people. But on the night when he was to arrive, the only ones who noticed his arrival were shepherds living out in the fields near Bethlehem, who were keeping watch over their flocks by night. All else were busy, preoccupied, too distracted to notice two more people who had come simply to be counted. And so the Messiah, who came to two people who were of so little importance that they could find no room in the city of David, announced his birth to people who shared David's occupation, when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Said to the shepherds, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." And then suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And they knelt down and they thanked God. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The shepherds were lucky. They never had to believe in something they had only read about. They didn't have to believe in a story told long ago that happened to people they would never meet. For they were the one that the story happened to. They just came and saw the child as they had been told by the angels who spoke to them directly. We were not there that night, that one night in Bethlehem. And for us, this is only a story. For us, there is only a story, and a short one to be sure, but a story that has affected our world more profoundly than any other. And so we come together to hear it again. And again, we hear it not because we have forgotten what happened that one night in Bethlehem, but because the story continues from the past into the present. The story continues every time a person responds to it by opening their hearts to let the Christ child in. The story continues when each of us who have heard it 1,000 times before find the light within our hearts reignited, rekindled, ready to shine forth once more. The story continues when we see ourselves in it, there in Bethlehem, as humble sinners in need of grace, like Joseph, as uncertain and unworthy instruments of God's will, like Mary, as people who were too busy to notice God in their midst, like the innkeeper, as ones who sing praise to the glory of God, like the angels, as witnesses who tell all of the good news of what we have seen, like the shepherds. And the story continues on until it reaches its conclusion, when all have knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God, until the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace, when God will wipe every tear from our eyes and death will be no more, and mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things will have passed away. The story that began as one night in Bethlehem ends as an eternity in the kingdom of God, if we will but believe the story and live the story and share the story, just like the shepherds did one night in Bethlehem. And the way we continue the story is to respond to the story by opening our hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. And we do so as we meet at the table. And tonight I welcome all of you, all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of membership in this congregation, to come forward to receive the bread of life and the cup of forgiveness. Please take the emblems as they are passed and partake as best suits your meditation. Our communion hymn this evening is Angels We Have Heard on High, number 155. And so we come tonight to the pinnacle of our celebration. Now our sanctuary shines bright, but it will shine even brighter in a moment when we pass the flame of faith from one to another. During the season of Advent, as the days changed and we got closer and closer to Christmas, you will have noticed that more and more houses put their lights up, more and more people lit up their trees and their windows. The world became a brighter, more beautiful place. And then after tomorrow, one by one, the lights will start to come down and be turned off and put away until next year, as we rush headlong into the dark of winter. Now, you may take the lights of your house down, but I hope, I pray, that you will not turn off the light that is in your heart, the light of Christ that we have found and share tonight. I hope that you will keep that light burning now until Christmas, beyond Epiphany, and all year round until we meet here again next year. For Christ came to change the world, not just for a day, but for all days. And not just for a time, but for all times. This meal that we are about to share embodies the truth that was spoken in the Gospel of John, that the light of the world, that the light came into the world, and the darkness could not overcome it. Now that you have this light, let no one and no thing put it out. And now let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here tonight. We have come from different parts of the city, from different parts of the country, of different parts of the world, all to gather here. We have come from the hustle and bustle of getting ready for this evening, for tomorrow, amongst the wrapping and the lights and the decorating and the baking. And as we come in here, we calm down. We look around and see a beautiful candlelit sanctuary that reminds us why we're doing everything that we do today. Because you have brought to us a child that has changed the world, that has changed our life. And as we leave here, let us remember that when we go back into our houses, if it weren't for you and giving us that child, where would love be? Where would hope be? But because of you, we know right where it is in our hearts. Amen.
For I hand on to you, it was also handed on to me, that on the night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And after he blessed it, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Eat this as often as you do in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he took the cup. And after he blessed it, he poured it out. And said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood that is poured out for you. Drink this as often as you do in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of the bread and drink of the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." I do so love this night. It is without a doubt my favorite night. I wait for it all year long, and then it just seems to go by so quickly. And I know that many of you, particularly the children, do not feel the same way about it than I do. I know that for you, some of you, the night is not going by quickly, but I'm going to ask you to bear with me. Because in a moment, when we sing Silent Night, Holy Night, and we finish the last verse, I'm going to ask you to re-sing the first verse with me. Because it is a beautiful, sacred moment. One that we should cherish and hold in our hearts to keep us warm and bright when the dark and the cold come. For on this night, more than any other night, the candle becomes more than a simple form of light. It is a symbol of overwhelming joy in the midst of despair. It is a beacon of hope for brighter and lighter days ahead. It is the power of God, the light of Christ, and the warmth of the Holy Spirit. And just as all of these things proceeded from the birth of Christ, now they proceed from the Christ candle. As we pass the flame from one to another, may it warm your hearts, your minds, and your spirits in Christ Jesus our Lord. Will you stand as we sing together? Silent night, holy night. And pass the flame of faith in the light of Christ to your neighbor as it comes to you. Now let us bow our heads for the benediction. The light of life and the light of Christ has come into the world. May the world never be the same. The light of Christ and the light of the world has come into your heart. May your heart never be the same. Go now lighter and brighter because of it. Amen.
Thank you.